Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 6:30 here on this first day of July. Capitol Hill is taking a break before returning to more coronavirus legislation. Fox's Chad Pergram reports.
Congress takes a two-week break on Thursday without approving another coronavirus bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell won't commit to another coronavirus bill. The only thing McConnell's pushing, liability protections to prevent people from suing if they get sick at work or school. Today's the deadline for small businesses to apply for loans under the Paycheck Protection Program. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told a House hearing there was bipartisan support for repurposing the fund's remaining $135 billion. But that requires congressional action. And there's no consensus about extending unemployment benefits set to expire in about a month.
Senator Mitch McConnell says he won't let the next coronavirus bill exceed $3 trillion.
The Kansas State Fair Board voting in favor of this year's fair, going ahead as planned.
The board voted Tuesday 8-5 in favor of going ahead with plans, despite concerns from Health Secretary Dr. Lee Norman, who tells KSN News he's advised against it.
I think it'll be a really tough sell for people to comply with social distancing and mask wearing, for example, at a fair, whether it's a state fair, county fair, or music venue, that kind of thing.
The Kansas State Fair is scheduled to begin September 11th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly promises to release guidelines Thursday on her mandate that everyone wear masks in public beginning Friday. Sedgwick County Commission is considering how to respond to the mandate. Commission Chair Pete Meitzner tells KNSS News local businesses have been working hard to protect the public from COVID-19.
You see a lot more masks going on. And, you know, our grocery stores have been, you know, there's not been any outbreaks at grocery stores. That means that they're doing the right thing. There's, I believe the governor or somebody said, we haven't had any cases at hairdressers or salons where there's one-on-one dental offices.
Meitzner commented during the Steve and Ted of the Morning Show here on KNSS.
Major League Baseball has canceled the season for minor league teams across the country. It includes the AAA Wichita Wind Surge. Managing General Partner for the Wind Surge, Lou Schweckheimer, tells KSN News they're thinking about the fans.
The single most important thing for all of us is the health and safety and well-being of those families and kids and folks that are entrusted to our care when they come out to the ballpark. So it was the right call. It was a difficult call, but at the end of the day, our time will come.
Of course, the official reason is because Major League Baseball will not be providing players to the minor league teams.
Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden got back on the campaign trail Tuesday, speaking to a crowd in his home state of Delaware.
Joe Biden took reporter questions for the first time in 3 months. The unprecedented hiatus due to the restrictions COVID-19 has imposed on campaigning. He said he would request access to classified briefings, which he no longer receives, regarding allegations of a Russian bounty on the heads of U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan. And he drew a contrast between how he received intel briefings and President Trump.
I was briefed every morning before I got to the White House, and then again. So the idea that somehow he didn't know or isn't being briefed, it is a dereliction of duty.
The White House rejected any suggestion the president doesn't read intel briefings.
Fox's Doug McElway reporting. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We're watching a complex of thunderstorms in east central Kansas that may spread in some clouds nearby. Otherwise, it's going to be sunny and hot today with a high 98 and a light southeast wind. Partly cloudy through tonight, Tarlow 76. We may see an isolated thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon, Thursday near 100, Friday 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees, and we have a south wind at 10 miles per hour. 6:34 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Boston's Arts Commission has voted unanimously to remove a statue that depicts a freed slave kneeling at Abraham Lincoln's feet. The commission had fielded escalating complaints about the Emancipation Memorial, also known as the Emancipation Group, and the Freed Man's Memorial, as a nation confronting racial injustice rethinks old imagery. Statue has stood in a park just off Boston Common since 1879. It's a copy of an identical monument erected in Washington, D.C. 3 years earlier. The copy was installed in Boston because the city was a home to the statue's white creator, Thomas Ball. Although the monument was created to celebrate the freeing of slaves in America, its design disturbed many who objected to the optics of a black man kneeling before Lincoln. So they were taking it literally and maybe rejecting the historical context, but that's what's going on with this stuff. History don't matter. Here you go, Ted, a baby delivered at the front door of a birthing center as a doorbell video captured the scene.
Baby.
The National Birth Works Center in Margate, Florida, says a woman gave birth at the door of the center. The Miami Herald reports Susan Anderson arrived at the door of the clinic late last month, but the baby arrived before she could enter.
Yeah, they couldn't even get her in.
Couldn't check her
in before it happened.
Yeah. The doorbell clip shows a midwife catching the baby.
Whoa.
And handing it to the new mom right on the doorstep.
Sounds like a Pez dispenser. Yeah.
Sounds like she had her...
Came right up.
Had her catcher's glove and her face mask on and everything here. Anderson cradles the girl against her chest and says sorry before breaking into a tearful smile. In a statement last week, the birthing center shared the video along with a comment that qualifies as a huge understatement. This mama had a super fast labor.
Ooh, wow. Hey, when the baby wants to come,
yeah, when it's time.
It's time, baby.
Get back because it's going to happen. Anyway, now that woman has a story to tell and that kid will have a story to tell all of their lives about how she came into the world. All right, Ted, what's going on in your world? Anything exciting you want to talk about this morning? I just laid low yesterday afternoon myself. God, it was hot out there.
Yeah, it was toasty.
Yikes. I went out
searing heat.
Later in the evening, toward the evening, to take the trash down. And I thought, man, this is... I walked up and down the driveway and was in a sweat by the time I got back.
Oh, yeah, I was out after dark and it was still...
Wow.
It was still steamy.
Wow. Anyway, take it easy if you're going out there. I haven't been working out outdoors here for the last couple of days. I used to do this kind of weather. I'd go, yeah, what the heck, I can go, but I'm getting kind of leery of it. As I age, as I can, you know, that will be completely safe.
I do know I'm sucking down water.
That's a good deal. That'll keep you going.
I just can't get enough.
Yeah.
I've just been drinking.
Yeah, it seems to me that every time I set a glass of water down with a great big, with almost 50% ice in it, in about 10 minutes, all the ice is gone.
The ice is gone. Doesn't take long.
You're indoors. Yeah. It's still, you know, that heat and humidity and all comes in there. We had something happen this week. Was it Monday? It was Monday morning. I think Shelly called me here at work and said, hey, our Cox cable TV's out, our internet and all that. And she said, I woke up, there was a big crash in the backyard. She said, got great big tree limbs down back there.
Oh!
So part of one of our great big mature trees has great big tree limbs in the backyard. And now I'm going to have to, actually the tree belongs to the neighbor, but I don't have much faith that anything will happen if I go and ask them about it. So I'm gonna get my brother Jerry over there with his chainsaw, and we're gonna go after it. Probably tomorrow afternoon.
Oh,
my son down in Derby has a wood burning fireplace, and he said he can take the wood. So we got a project going for this weekend.
Sounds like it.
Cleaning up those tree limbs in the backyard, and then
you guys are lumberjacks.
Well, Jerry's pretty handy. I don't want to get anywhere near a chainsaw, but Jerry will take care of it. He'll be good with it. Then my wife, this is that time of the year when we usually, you know, our little front porch is not very big, but Shelly has some bunting we'll probably put up there
nice.
Over the 4th. And we've got some little flags put out, and I got to get an American flag. I still really like and treasure the flag of the official flag of the United States of America. I like to fly it now and then. I hope that doesn't say anything bad about me. Somebody will say, hey, man, what's wrong with you? But, my daughter lives in one of those HOAs where it places homeowner deal right. type thing. Can't fly a flag.
Can't fly in the
can't
U.S.
Flag.
Flag.
Any flag.
Any flag.
No flag. So they can come over to my house if they
That's
want
great.
To. That's great. They can see flags all they want. 6:37, Steve and Ted. I'm getting kind of excited. The Independence Day weekend coming up. And you were talking about weather a little bit ago. It looks like about a 10% chance maybe on Saturday of rain. So you got people going out the lake. Be careful if you go to the lake and don't get too close to those people at the next campsite over there. You could get a virus or something, right? Okay, 6:38 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's time for the KNSS Commodities Update with Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Steve and Ted. Tuesday, the live cattle and feeder cattle futures had its highest trade since early June, but gave it all back and more when the grain shot higher after the USDA grain reports yesterday. Now, once again, there was a lack of price positive news to go along with the higher futures trade we saw early in the session. Cash cattle trade has started in the north feed yards at slightly lower prices. Now, there has been some two-sided trading in our lean hogs yesterday, but the close was on the positive side with several contracts having triple-digit gains despite the higher grain prices. At the close yesterday, August live cattle 20 cents lower at 96.27, August feeder 65 lower at 132.85, and August lean hogs 57 cents higher at 49.02. Now, Tuesday's USDA report caused early fireworks to take place for the wheat, corn, and soybeans to the upside. The grain stocks were all higher than what the trade had estimated, but the corn acres compared to the March acres was 5 million lower, and the soybeans only 300,000 acres more. Now, yesterday's upside has carried over into the evening trade. At the moment, September KC wheat's a penny and three quarters higher at 441 and a half. September corn, 4 3/4 higher at 346 and a quarter, with August soybeans up 7 cents at 885 3/4. August crude oil this morning, 66 cents higher at $39.93. August gold, $9.60 lower at $1,790.90. September S&P, 24.5 points lower at 3,065 3/4. September dollar index, 18 cents higher at 97.53, with September Dow Jones futures holding 278 points lower at 25,410. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Leffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Tom, do you get excited about celebrating Independence Day around your house?
Well, sure. I'm not real big on the fireworks anymore, but I really celebrate the holiday, and I think, you know, putting your flag up, like you said, is very patriotic of you.
Well, and you're a guy, you're not only a fine broadcaster, but you're involved in, you do your civic duty by being on the city council over there in Augusta, right?
That is correct.
And you've been the mayor of Augusta, as I understand it.
No, I've not.
Oh, you haven't?
No. People were smarter than that.
Well, if they ever elect you mayor, you know what can happen then, don't you?
It's hard to say.
You could have a statue.
I guarantee you that would probably be one that people would tear down.
You put that statue up, and about 15 years from now, they'll come around and say, hey, tear that down. They'll rewrite history on you and make you out to be something you're not. Right?
Do you think they'd really leave it up for 15 years?
No.
I didn't either.
I don't think they're going to make a statue to you.
Gosh, you had my hopes up on that, Steve.
Okay.
I was picturing Mayor Tom as more of a sash and scepter type guy.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe with a little tiara? Yeah. No? Too much? I pictured you as a guy with a kind of a beard, a little mole on his face, and a stovetop, whatever those high hats are that Lincoln used to wear.
Well, I was thinking more, you know, the type of the statues of the Romans.
That's what Ted was going after.
Hey.
Yeah, I really think that's more what I'd be.
Like a Roman god or something, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to work on that. I'm sure the folks in Augusta would be really excited about that.
Yeah, and please don't ask my wife's opinion either.
Well, we don't ask her opinion about you at all. she might say something hurtful. All right. Thank you, Tom. Talk to you tomorrow, guys. 6:41 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, is on the way. We are assured. And traffic and weather coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.